Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have a great show!
Oh, dude, I'm laughing hard today as we start the show. I'm in tears because I'll tell you a little bit later in the show about Otto Graham and why I'm laughing so hard. But welcome to the Monday edition of the Kenny and JT Show. Super Bowl 2 weeks, not Super Bowl week, but Super Bowl 2 weeks is upon us as we now have to wait until, what is it, February 7th for the Chiefs? And the Packers. Oh, it's the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes in Super Bowl 55 in Tampa Bay, dude.
How about this, Tom Brady? Is he like, you know, you want to throw a word out there, the GOAT? I mean, right. It's just unbelievable. Guy throws three interceptions the second half of that game, still somehow finds a way to win that game. And like I told you, and I've been saying it, and I don't care what era of football you're talking about, baby. Defense wins championships, but you know what else helps? When you got a really bad coach.
You think?
Or a bad decision, I guess we could say.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Brady's trying to hand him the game on a silver platter, throws three consecutive drives, interception, 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 and the Packers score once in those three, and yet still are in the game late. And JT, I don't know about you, they're down, what was it, 31-23 at that time, right? And it's first and goal from the 8 for the Packers. You're thinking, all right, they're going to at least score a touchdown. Then it's going to get interesting to see if they get the 2-point conversion. Then they don't get it on first and goal. Then they don't get it on second and goal. And I'm thinking, no problem, two more tries. You got to go for it here in the 2-point conversion. They don't get it on third and 8. And then Matt LaFleur sends out the field goal kicker.
Woo! I love that song.
What was he thinking?
They're thinking about all the gigs they had to miss this year due to COVID.
Dude, fourth and 8 with 2:09 to go. Your defense isn't your strong point. I know Brady threw three picks, but he's the GOAT. You don't kick the field. What was Matt LaFleur thinking there on fourth and 8?
He was thinking about Mandalay.
My God, dude.
This is their big hit, Kenny.
It was a big hit. Not for the Packers, he wasn't, though.
Who cares?
Well, seriously.
I'm not a
just
Packer
like
fan.
This song, right?
I'm dancing, I know man. Dancing in the dojo.
There you go.
What else would you do?
Bruce Springsteen wrote a song, Dancing in the Dark. You've got one coming out, Dancing in the Dojo, featuring LaFleur.
That's right. I love this song. Remember a couple of years ago when the Indians were in the World Series? They played this in between innings.
Yeah.
This song still gets people up, man.
Dude, it stands the test of time. That's how you know it's a great
song.
Now
you're talking. That's right.
Right?
Here it is. Bring it up right here. Listen to the band right here. Woo! Maslin's very own.
Yeah. Fourth and 8. Fourth and goal from the 8. You're down 8. It's the NFC Championship game. You got Tom Brady on the other side, the GOAT. He's already made his mistakes. You can't kick a field goal there. What the hell was Matt LaFleur thinking there in that situation?
Rick, stop. You know what he wanted to do? He wanted to rely on his defense. It was the same thing the Browns did a couple of weeks ago. Thing is this, when you can't stop another team's offense, and remember, all Tom Brady had to do is get a first down. He didn't have to go to the length of the field and score a touchdown. All he needed was a first down, run the clock out, and the thing is this, it was 2 minutes ago. And on fourth down, you got to remember, you needed not only the touchdown, but you needed a 2-point conversion. LaFleur screwed up earlier when he went for a 2-point conversion.
That too.
Right.
But the guy was open. I'll give him credit. At least the guy was open and he dropped the ball and it would have been only a 3-point deficit at that point.
He obviously didn't think that they were going to be able to score a touchdown and tie it up. He needed two scores to win the game. He's thinking, let's kick the field goal, rely on our defense. But I got news for you. That defense and whoever number 20 is in the secondary for Green Bay should be fired today.
You know what? He makes Andrew Sendejo look like an all-pro. thought he was for the Packers. Makes Andrews and Deho a first-team All-Pro, a Pro Bowler, and most valuable defensive player in the league.
I coached junior high football about 30 years ago, right? And the one thing that I would tell these kids, and they were kids, don't get beat deep, especially when there's 6 seconds left on the clock. Number 20 gets beat deep for a 60-yard touchdown at the end of the first half. What are you thinking? Don't get beat deep.
Is that on the coach, Matt LaFleur, for not playing zone? Instead, he was playing man-to-man. So another mistake by Matt LaFleur.
I don't care if you're a man. I don't care if you're in zone. You don't get beat deep. If you go three deep, it doesn't matter. Nobody gets behind you. Come on, man.
That was just unbelievable, man. Green Bay didn't deserve to win that game based on you had Adams drop a touchdown pass on the one drive, right, in the end zone. You had the guy drop a two-point conversion. You had a guy drop an interception right before that last play of the first half for Green Bay. Three drops. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Three drop balls cost the Green Bay Packers 17 points.
But at
How about
least
that?
Aaron Rodgers got a good rate on his life insurance. He got the Rodgers rate. Is this like the fourth or fifth time that he's lost a championship game?
He is now 1-4 in NFC championship games.
Four straight he's lost.
Yep. And the first one at home. It's the first time they were at home and they had a chance and he got beat at
Legitimate
home.
Legitimate question then. You remember all the heat that Baker Mayfield took for doing all those television commercials?
Right.
Shouldn't he get some heat for losing these games?
Not when it's play? Matt LaFleur's fault for not going for the touchdown on 4th-and-8. How do you not go for the TD on that play, man? Seriously, I'm screaming at the TV thinking, why a field goal? What are you, stupid? Stupid?
Going to have to call. Here's what we'll do. We'll call Craig DeBock from LaFleur and see what he would have done.
Well, he's giving them a bad name now. Anytime they think, they hear Matt LaFleur, it's going to be with a bad thought in their mind. It does not bode well for LaFleur. I feel bad for LaFleur now because of Matt LaFleur, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Well, you said this song stands the test of time. Will LaFleur stand the test of time? Not too long with calls like that.
Oh, my goodness gracious. But on the flip side, how about the Chiefs falling behind 9-0 to the Bills? I didn't panic. I wasn't concerned because the greatest football player on the planet coming off a concussion plus turf toe, loses his starting left tackle to an Achilles injury, and they still roll the Buffalo Bills yesterday, 38-24.
It's the same thing they did last year in the playoffs. I think they were behind in each of the games, including the Super Bowl, and ended up winning all three of them last year. And Patty Mahomes still doesn't look 100% to me. I don't care what anybody says. But that just goes to show you how good of a team that really is.
Yeah, dude. When they're not, I mean, look, Claire came back yesterday and barely, touched the ball. He ain't 100%. Eric Fisher tore his Achilles. He's out. You got Mahomes with two injuries, and yet they still rolled the Bills by two touchdowns. And that was an impressive. And you know what? You're a bigger guy on defense than I am, and I'm gonna give you credit and the Chiefs some credit. They got a halfway decent defense.
They really do.
Tyrann Mathieu on the backside of that defense, he is a leader.
Yeah.
And they got some nasty dudes up
they
front
do.
That don't necessarily play by the rules, and you need that, right, in
well,
a
the
defensive
thing about
player?
It, when you've got so many studs on offense, who's going to talk about your defense?
Yeah.
And you could say the same about Tampa Bay because you forget that they've got Ndamukong Suh on their defensive line. But since they've got Tom Brady and all those weapons, and remember how many passes they dropped yesterday.
Right,
and how that
right.
game could have gotten away from Green Bay. And we'll get into who we like to win the Super Bowl a little bit later on. But I'm going to tell you, that's no slam dunk for Kansas City. It's going to be hard to really choose against Tom Brady.
They played earlier this year in Tampa, week 12. KC won 27-24, so the spread started at 3.5. It's down to 3 right now is what I saw.
Right.
So basically the difference in that earlier game where Mahomes got the better of Brady, and he's 2-2 head-to-head against
Brady.
It is.
That's true. That game, it didn't indicate how lopsided of a game that was. Kansas City had a large lead. Tampa Bay was able to score in the waning moments and make it a little bit closer, which is what we saw a lot of from Kansas City this year. You know?
Right.
A lot of the scores don't indicate that they were all blowouts, and they're not always going to be a blowout. But the games are in tow. You know what I mean? The game, for all intents and purposes, was over. But again, These are two different teams. Remember, Tampa Bay had played Green Bay earlier this season as well with a different outcome. So, I mean, it's just...
Well, Tampa Bay crushed them 38-10 the first time, you know? And it was looking that way at 28-10, too. Because I remember tweeting out they had outscored them, what, 38-28 to 66-20 or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was, I hope I had my math right on that tweet. I'll have to go back and look. But, yeah, I was hoping for Aaron Rodgers against Patrick Mahomes. I hate Tom Brady. I respect him. He's the GOAT. And we'll get into the goat versus the kid. Get it? What's a baby goat called? It's a kid, right? So you got the goat versus the kid.
Well done.
See? Yeah, I did some research on the National Animal Channel or whatever the heck that
National
thing is.
National Animal Channel?
I don't know. National Geographic, whatever the hell that is. But I wanted the All-State Super Bowl or the State Farm Super Bowl. I'm sorry, the State Farm Super Bowl. I wanted the Rodgers rate versus the Mahomes rate, which is better. We would have finally found out which rate was better had Rodgers played Mahomes and the Chiefs played the Packers. But Matt LaFleur did not let that happen because Matt LaFleur screwed up by going for the field goal with 2 minutes to go instead of trying to score the tying touchdown, a two-point conversion. Shame on Matt LaFleur.
I miss LaFleur.
Terrible coaching decision.
I miss this
terrible
man.
Let's hear from Matt LaFleur as to why he went for the field goal, JT, and not the tying touchdown and two-point conversion. Here's the head coach of the Green Bay Packers on his decision.
Yeah, anytime it doesn't work out, you always regret it, right? It's just the circumstances of having three shots, coming away with no yards, and knowing that you not only need the touchdown, but you'd need the 2 point. So the way I was looking at it was essentially had four timeouts with the 2 minute warning. You know, we knew we needed to get a stop, and I thought we were going to have a stop there at the end, but, you know, we got called for the PI.
You mean where the guy grabbed
his shirt? Hold on, Kenny, let's hear him out.
Something doesn't work out. Do you regret it? Sure. But we're always going to be process-driven here. And the way our defense was battling, the way our defense was playing, we felt like it was the right decision to
do. I've had enough.
It just didn't work out.
Stop it right there. Once he said that, because that defense was not good yesterday, I don't care what anybody says, what game was he watching? But I will say this, in defense of Aaron Rodgers, or in defense of Matt LaFleur, I guess I should say, Aaron Rodgers should have ran the ball on that third down. He had nothing but green space in front of him. He tried to force one in. But again, you have to remember, even if they score the touchdown, no guarantees. And they'd already missed a two-point conversion that they would
But
convert.
They dropped it. He
I
was
don't
open.
Care. It doesn't
it
matter.
I know.
The end result is the same. There's no guarantees they convert.
All right.
But
you got to go for the touchdown,
I think
dude.
You got Aaron Rodgers. You got to go for it.
Yeah, you do. And Aaron Rodgers postgame said something along the lines of maybe had I known we were kicking the field goal, I might have called some other plays at the line of scrimmage there. So you had a lack of communication. He kind of threw his coach under the bus.
He had to have because he played bad. He played on that drive. He played poorly. He overthrew a couple of receivers. He threw one into double coverage. He's lucky he didn't get picked off.
But he got him first and goal to the eight, so he didn't play that poorly, right?
But had he even just scrambled on that third down,
he
gets down to the two, maybe the three, maybe even the one, if he doesn't score. And then it pretty much forces the coach into I think we can convert a fourth and one. Maybe he felt that he didn't have obviously he didn't have anything dialed up. They didn't have a running game, for crying out loud. So what were you going to do there? And we see what these teams do when they freeze up when they get inside the red zone. And I mean inside the 10. Those were terrible play calls.
Well, that's on who? That's on Matt LaFleur, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
But again, Aaron Rodgers still could have. He had green grass in front of him. Green grass and high tides forever. There's another song for you to look up.
All right, so Super Bowl 55 is set, but if you're LaFleur, you can't be happy with the bad name you're getting because of the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. We have a special guest when we come back. Is that what you're telling me here?
Yeah, we're going to look up Craig DeBock and see what LaFleur would have done.
Let's see what they're going to do when we return to the Kenny and JT show. Hit it.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.